You know, for 25 years, Charlie, I came up in this business during the Cold War, and so I remember...
You've been dealing with the Russians for a long time.
For a very long time. And after the Soviet Union ended, there was a long period of time when, in the Department of Defense, thinking about Russia as a competitor was not something that we had to do. And now, since what happened in Ukraine a year and a half ago, it's quite clear that, at least as long as Vladimir Putin is running the country and has the intentions he says he has, we are going to have a competitor in Russia. That has meant for us in defense and for the Europeans and for NATO having to create a new playbook that we haven't had for a quarter century, which is one of territorial defense, deterrence against aggression of Russia into Europe, not just by traditional means, but also by what is called hybrid warfare, but is the little green men kind of phenomenon. And, you know, I regret that.
How do
that
we meet
problem.
The challenge of little green men?
Two ways. First of all, you help these societies to harden themselves, the ones that are particularly affected by it. That means in terms of their border controls, intelligence sharing, cyber protection, protection of their critical infrastructure and so forth, so that they are not as easily subverted as Ukraine 2 years ago. And secondly, it's by stiffening the NATO response. We're doing that. This budget, which we're submitting now, quadruples our spending on European presence and posture. We're putting in heavy equipment into Eastern Europe. We are putting forces in now, not on a permanent basis, but a persistent rotational basis. We have a lot more American troops in Europe in coming years than there were in past years. So we're doing a lot. And sadly, Russian conduct in Europe and elsewhere makes that necessary.